These are days when the reality of death is staring us in the face, perhaps like never before. We turn on the news, we're asking ourselves, how many people have died of this virus today? Is it 400? Is it 500? 600? 800? 1,000? That's just in our own country, and that's just the result of one disease, this COVID-19. But the reality is, whether it's because of some virus or because of some other thing, it is coming to us all. The Bible says it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. And so the question is, where is your hope in the face of that reality? Are you going to trust in your own assumed morality, your own goodness, when the Bible says that all have sinned and are guilty before God? Are you going to trust in some empty philosophy or false religion that at the end of the day can do absolutely nothing to save your soul? Or are you going to turn and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who lived his entire life in sinless obedience so that he could be our righteousness before God, the one who suffered holy justice and who died on a cross so that we could be forgiven by God, and this one who was raised from the dead, thereby defeating death and securing our life with God. For all who believe in his name. Friends, this Jesus is able to save to the uttermost all who draw near to God through him. And I tell you this morning that if you will turn to him and ask him to be merciful to you, a sinner, then he will be glad to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and to give you the glorious hope of everlasting life in a kingdom without end. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.